Governor Cuomo did not discuss the matter during his Buffalo area visit Tuesday, but in Rochester suggested if the Seneca Nation does not resume payments from its casino revenues as required under a compact, he would entertain bids from potential operators for a new casino in Niagara Falls.
They're not paying, so in the state's opinion, they're not fulfilling the compact and their right to exclusive gaming is gone. You can't have it both ways.
Seneca President Todd Gates says his nation has fulfilled its obligations under the casino compact and they owe nothing more.
Through all the insults, the canceled meetings, the threats, the smoke and mirrors, the facts remain perfectly clear. The compact spells out a 14-year payment obligation for the nation. That obligation has been fulfilled and now ended. The compact is still in effect and the nation's exclusivity remains. The compact is enforceable by federal law.
Meanwhile, the attorney representing the Senecas is speaking out over the public disclosure of an investigation by the Erie County District Attorney's Office into alleged eavesdropping of state gaming officials by Seneca gaming officials. Dennis Facco says it's a confidential matter that should never have gone public.
I'm very disappointed in that disclosure. There's absolutely no public record or public filing of surrounding this investigation, and I think that it's highly inappropriate for the governor or his staff to have leaked this information about this investigation, to the extent there is an investigation.
President Gates says he's mad for the Seneca Nation because of what he calls the governor's continuing disparaging statements and posturing. When asked about the prospect of a new casino in Niagara Falls, the Seneca president suggested it would do poorly because the market is oversaturated. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.